Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo erirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnā, you're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. We've got some special guests in the studio, morena to Gabby and Matilda.
Morena.
Thanks for having us.
Real good. Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah, good. I'm excited for a kōrero about Show Me Shorts, particularly your short film Gloss Finish, which is a wonderful, quirky sort of documentary about dancing and sweaty hands.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we made a documentary about sweaty hands.
Yeah, nice. Relatable. As a sweaty girl, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It's for all the sweaty peeps out there.
Yeah, nice. So, Gabby, you're the director, and then Matilda, you're the producer, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to me about how you two started collaborating together.
So this is Gabby here, the director of Gloss Finish. I met Matilda in a social football team late last year. Neither of us are sporty people at all. But that's how we met. And then I had this idea kind of cooking, and really last minute, maybe two weeks or so before the due date. Had Matilda over for dinner, pitched a show. It was kind of emotional because we've both got our own relationships to sweat. So we both really connected on that level. And yeah, and then we made this film, And now here we are talking to you guys.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and it was funny because I was so like hesitant to do social football because I'm so sweaty and didn't really want to be there. But I was like, okay, I've got to exercise. And I just, if I'm sweaty, it just shows I'm working hard. Mm-hmm. And then she comes to me with this idea that's all about, you know, the politics of sweat, basically. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah, no, quite literally at the end of a game when it was all like, good game, shaking hands, I'll go in for the hug.
Just to avoid the sweaty
I'll be overly informal just because I don't want anyone to just touch the sweat. So the extent that, so growing up, I was the, I'd never met anyone else that sweated like I did, particularly out of my hands, like to the extent of proper dripping, like dripping hands. Mm. And yeah, I was pretty convinced that it was my freak leaky body, but then have since found out that it's a condition called hyperhidrosis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A little known condition. 3-5% of the population have it.
Wow.
But yeah, before this film, I'd still never met anyone else that had it. And that was what this kaupapa was about, was trying to like meet other sweaty bodies and hear their experiences, because growing up with this, you find some pretty bizarre solutions to fix yourself. Did you want to hear what inspired the film?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yes.
Please, tell us.
So I first noticed having sweaty hands when I was like slipping off the monkey bars in primary school.
Yeah.
But I didn't, exactly. But didn't get self-conscious about it until high school. And of course you just want to try and fit in and perform normal as much as you can. And I was just desperate to present normal dry hands. And I found these Reddit groups online that like...
Thank God for the internet.
That's a dark, dark corner of the internet to be entering. You've got to be in a fix to get there.
And there were these full communities of people trading secrets about how to fix their hands at home, because no one wants to talk about it. There's no medical disadvantages, but social stigma is high.
Yeah.
And the thing people were recommending was this machine. It's called Iontophoresis. But I couldn't afford it because I was a kid. I was 12 at the time. And I didn't want to tell anyone about it. But I did find a website that taught me how to build one. I'm very aware I'm on public radio right now. This is not something I advise anyone, particularly because it didn't work. But when I was 12, I took 2 oven trays. I stole a 12-volt car battery from my dad's workshop. I filled the oven trays with water, attached the car battery to the trays, and I ran electric current through my hands every day, 45 minutes a day, in secret in my boarding school closet, binging episodes of Desperate Housewives while I did it.
Oh, my God.
God.
And that's for years.
Oh yeah, gosh. For 4 years.
Okay. So naturally you decided to make a short film about this experience. But then how does dancing come into the equation?
Okay, so that whole, like, looking back at that experience, and for years that was just a crack-up anecdote I told people.
I mean, you'd always present it as a crack-up anecdote and then everyone would kind of be like, oh, you were just a little girl.
Yeah.
I know. There's something quite heartbreaking about it, eh?
Yeah.
And it made me think of kind of like Frankenstein, like kind of trying, and I guess I also thought about the lengths we go to, like, fix ourselves and kind of be, we're always convinced that our bodies are like inherently wrong and it's like our responsibility to edit them so they're more presentable to the public. And then I also was obsessed with the idea of, while I was running electric current through my body, I was watching a glossy drama, Desperate Housewives, which was my fave. And these kind of visually started making me think about quite like campy, like I was saying in another interview that it's like this film is kind of death becomes her heavenly creatures in a race ahead in my mind, like visually. And then what was the question? Sorry.
Dance.
Yeah. Sorry.
Bodies.
So I've always wanted to do dance classes, but I'm just too embarrassed to touch people's hands. I love a bit of choreography. I think that's so fab. And so, yeah, naturally, this film takes us to meet another woman who we have shared experience with, and we take a beginner's tango class.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you overcome your fears at the end? Or we just have
You're going to have to watch it. All I can say is, dance bonanza.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Oh, man. So nice to have, like, a sort of deeper social message as well that can be layered with the comedic elements. Is that quite important to you to incorporate all of that into one project?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially, I'd say, like, obviously this is a film for sweaty people. It's also a film for people that, I mean, I think everyone has private insecurities that they feel like are too silly and small to talk about with other people, but build up as these big things in our worlds. So I think that's really relatable. People feeling weird, you know, here at BFM, weirdos, we love it.
plenty of weirdos around here.
You don't have to tell us twice.
And we got to, you know, celebrate that.
Yeah, totally. Oh, it's really interesting how deep the issue can run, you know. On the surface, it's just like, oh, you know, I've got this thing that I'm a little bit insecure about, but it can actually have a massive impact on your life.
Definitely.
To the point where you're...
And it's like, I think it's inseparable, you know, the kind of like deeper messaging and societal issues around it, I think are, you know, surface level, oh yeah, it's funny, sweaty hands, whatever. But, you know, it's the social stigma of sweat is actually really intense and impacts you throughout your whole life, like not just school, but workplaces, you know, handshaking, meeting new people. It's really easy to like socially isolate, I think, when you have a sweaty body. But also just, like Raddy, like Gabby is saying, I think everyone has something about their body that they feel like is wrong or they need to fix, especially in this day and age where, you know, like beauty and wellness culture is like rammed down our throats every single day and all these fixes are offered to you on your Instagram feed every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like maybe we just need to radically accept that these are our bodies and they serve us the best that they can.
Preach. It's a lot to fit into 13 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, 12 and a half even.
12 and a half?
Yeah, including credits.
Is that a challenge for you doing the short film format or do you just love it?
It's a huge challenge, especially because we ended up posting on online trying to find people with sweaty hands. I didn't feel confident I'd find anyone because, again, convinced it was just me. But we had so many people come forward and ended up speaking to like a good handful of a handful, that wasn't intentional, I swear. A lot of people whose stories were incredible. And I was like, man, this almost needs to be a feature. Like, you know, the let's just say that electrocuting my hands with a car battery is one of the bizarre stories that people, the lengths people go to.
Yeah.
And so the short film format was hard, but because of, I think, I love a jigsaw puzzle. I'm a big jigsaw girl. Yeah. And this was a bit of a collage, a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, getting everybody's perspectives in. And I'd like to think that we've done the story justice, yeah.
Amazing. So if people want to come and see it, it's happening Saturday and Sunday this weekend, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It was only supposed to happen on Saturday, but the demand is so hot that they sold out, the tickets sold out within only a week. And whoa. So we have a Sunday screening now. Matilda, did you want to talk about how people can get tickets?
Yeah. So our New Zealand premiere is through the Show Me Shorts Film Festival, celebrating its 20th year. So yay. We're very lucky to be amongst this cohort. So there is a screening Saturday at the Academy. That's sold out. Don't worry about it. But because of the high and popular demand, they've put on a second screening on Sunday night. So you can get the tickets either on the Show Me Shorts website or on the Academy Cinemas website. We're playing amongst a bunch of other beautiful short films as well. So, yeah, you're going to get a lot out of that ticket.
Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of sweaty people out there that are trying to feel seen.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. Like, hey, BFM listeners, text in. If you're sweaty people, text in. I want to hear.
Yeah, let's hear the stories. Yeah. Anyone got a funny, sweaty story?
You're not alone out there.
I remember somewhere online as a kid, because I'm a sweaty girl, and I used to always get really self-conscious about, like, armpit sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw so many people being like, just put a panty liner or, like, a pad yep. in your T-shirt. And it's like, what are we doing putting, sanitary pads on our armpits? Come on now.
Oh, no. And then you've got those insane people who get, like, surgery to remove...
You can get, like, Botox.
You can get
stuff.
Botox yeah. in your armpits.
And, yeah, we explore a large range of cures and fixes.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it feels, like, insane. It does feel insane, but actually, like, when you're in those positions, the desperation to, like, all you want is a dry body, you know? Mm. And the links, suddenly the links feel much more acceptable, you know? Mm. So I can completely see how people can get to those points. And, yeah, why not?
Mm. All right. Everyone, get amongst it this weekend. Go to the Show Me Shorts website or Academy Cinemas website to get tickets to Gloss Finish.
Can I do one quick shout-out?
Yeah.
Also, shout-out, seeing as we're on our music channel, shout-out Phaser Days for providing us with the use of Lucky Girl in Gloss Finish. Shout-outs,
oh
Phaser Days.
Oh, well, we should listen to that.
The one and only
we?
Legend.
Okay, hold on.
And while you're queuing it up, shout outs to Ma, who played just before, who did the music for one of the other films. Shout out Giselle and Carice. So looking forward to seeing your guys' film on the big screen.
Yeah, who else are you excited to see at Show Me Shorts?
Oh, look, all the day one films. I'm not gonna do them justice if I describe them, mm-hmm. but if you read online, they all look real good. The opening night, Show Me Shorts, is tonight. Have a look online, have a read. They sound fab.
Yeah, and support, you know, local filmmakers, local mm-hmm. creatives.
Yeah.
We're lucky to be making stuff at all these days, so get amongst it.
Yeah, straight
out.
Yeah.
Preach. Well, thank you so much, Corduroy. Thank you for coming up for a Corduroy. Good luck for this weekend. So excited to feel seen as a sweaty person.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
We're going to listen to Lucky Girl from Phaser Days.